This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, Your Q, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with Your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Oh my goodness, it's already been a week. So welcome back, everybody. This is another episode of Your Q. I'm Shannon Sebastian, my partner in crime, Alan Painter, in here with me.
Yay. Hello, Douglas County.
Thanks
sunshine.
For coming back. Yes, today is a glorious day. And yes, it's sunny. And yes, it's beautiful. And we live in God's country. But today is our office manager, Cheryl's birthday.
What, she's 70 what?
Okay, now. She is awesome. She's age awesome. And I have to tell you, so many people came on to spoil her that I don't know how much cake and goodies we have in the office, but oh lordy, it could last us till Christmas. But anyway, so big shout out to Cheryl. Happy, happy birthday. We love you.
Happy 38th birthday again.
And please come back tomorrow after the sugar coma wears off.
If she goes, I go.
Well, we have a jam-packed show today, so we got so much cool stuff to talk about, so I kind of want to jump right into it.
Oh, this is a good day. I was excited for this day.
I know. Here we go. So first, on our first segment, and on the community segment here, we have some amazing members from the local Optimist Club. So we have Debbie Riley, who is a dear friend and former coworker of mine, who I love very much.
Welcome,
Debbie.
Yes, appreciate it.
And Pete Suddeth, did I say your last
you
name
did.
Right? Great.
Yeah.
Wanted to make sure about that. So tell us what's happening with the Optimist Club this week.
We have a big shindig. It's basically our only fundraiser of the year, and we've done it now for probably 15 years, roughly. We're doing the Rock and Roll Pancake Feed at Melrose Vineyard this year.
What?
Yep, it's changed.
It's a new venue.
That's exciting.
We're really excited about it.
Yeah, Debbie gets to run the show, so she gets to tell you about it.
Rock and Roll Pancakes. I want to see how that's
I know, they need to look like records.
Yeah.
We got to follow through with the, 50s genre, and have been doing it ever since. We've got Elmer's that sponsors our pancakes, sausage, and other condiments. We've got Dutch Brothers that helps with our coffee and condiments, and we also have Umpqua Dairy with a bunch of beverages. So they've been doing this with us for many years, and we truly appreciate it.
I just love the community involvement. We always love
it. Yep, the unspoken heroes.
Yep,
Douglas right. County's good at that, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they really are.
I don't think they get enough recognition.
Well, we do every week on this show because we're all about it.
Yep. This is special. This coming year, we are, unfortunately, raising some prices. Per individual is going to be $10. Under the age of 8 is going to be $4, and for a family of 4, 2 adults, 2 children, $25. We're going to start it as early as 7:30 and until 11, or we run out of food. So we're really looking forward to that.
That's a great cause.
What day?
Saturday.
All right.
It's a precursor to the Show and Shine that used to be at River Forks and now has been moved to Melrose Vineyard Winery. And it's a brand new venue. It's a new start for the club and for the event. So everybody there is going to be excited to be a new look. And it's going to be fantastic. It's going to be a little bit smaller, obviously, than River Forks, but we're hoping that people can get down there.
The Stray Angels have been really great, and this is the first year that we're actually amongst them. River Forks, we were completely separate.
Right.
And here we are amongst them, and we're partnering with them, and it's been a great relationship.
So you're going to be able to eat and look at these awesome cars at the same time instead of being at that separate building.
It's a pretty good
River
perk,
Forks
yeah.
Park.
It's a pretty good perk.
Yes.
So we can eat and look at cars.
Yeah.
Melrose Vineyard has a beautiful event center, and they've got tables along with different vendors that are going to be up in that area, and looking down on the cars and having breakfast. And they'll have a few food trucks also in the afternoon to continue on with the enjoyment and enjoy the cars.
So I want to ask, so you said this is one of your big fundraisers or the big fundraiser for the year. So tell us a little bit about Optimist. I kind of want to backtrack.
Yeah,
and then what that money goes.
This is what
for.
I'm kind of new. I thought Optimist, I just walk around with a positive attitude. You know, now they're out there doing stuff for our community. How awesome is this?
We have been chartered since 74. So we've been around a while. We have a small but mighty group now. But mm-hmm. we have several events that we have throughout the year that benefit the children and the youth of Douglas County, along with law enforcement. We have a few planks that we have as a group through Optimist International that our motto is bringing out the best in kids, ourselves, and their community. So it's a pretty wide breadth of things that we do, but we have some real specific things that we are very excited about doing annually here in town.
And well, and they actually helped and did the sidewalk chalk and all of that last year when we did the parade downtown.
The parade.
So
yep.
That was super cool.
And we moved that this year to the Arts Festival, and it turned out perfect. We had 150 kids come and do their art on the walks out there.
I love that.
Yeah.
If you
really
build
fun.
It, they will come.
Yep, it was fantastic.
I love that it's growing.
Yep.
It's like so awesome.
Yep.
I just get all excited about stuff like that.
And,
so,
of course, we have our Respect
cause.
For Law banquet, too.
Oh,
coming.
Yes.
That's our big thing in February. We usually provide a venue for all the departments of Douglas County from mm-hmm. Myrtle Creek all the way to Reedsport to provide an Officer of the Year Award or a Volunteer of the Year Award or a group, for that matter. It's, mm-hmm. We just provide them the venue to raise up who they feel is important and did a great job over the year. And those are usually put together and voted on by the peers, so it means a lot. And what we do is we just give them an opportunity to have a night out, usually do it at the fairgrounds. And we usually have 150 to 200 people there. And it's a great evening, and you know, the officers don't get enough praise, and they need more.
Well,
so we
especially
we
in these days where all
Absolutely.
They hear is negative, negative. And, you know, we live in a special place where we all love our officers, but what a great opportunity to give them that official pat on the back, especially those that really been standout. So what a fantastic program, and we greatly appreciate you guys taking that on.
We appreciate that, too.
Yes, yeah. And Alan, it is not just the officers, law enforcement, but we extend into first responders.
Oh, how
so that they
cool.
get that recognition. That
yeah,
they
the 911 communication outfit mm-hmm. and the the jail, we do them as well. So there's several departments of the Sheriff's Department that get their own awards.
Especially that's kind of neat. The unseen heroes, the mm-hmm. ones that aren't typically out in front but are still critical to our community.
And they work so hard. Yep, they really do.
Yeah, right. It takes a village.
Yep.
And it's not just the village leader or the village that needs all the attention. It's all the people that it helps to,
yeah.
you know, make a good village. So that's awesome. I love that you guys do that.
We're
in
the
so
process
cool.
of presenting those awards this year, since we didn't have the in-person event because of COVID last
right.
year, the last 2 years. So I think on the 19th of this month, we're going to be just presenting in the Winston Police Department and the Myrtle Creek Police Department as well.
That's
so
awesome.
And we actually went to Reedsport and presented them last month, and Sutherland, and we're going to have we did Roseburg PD as well. So we only have a few more left.
Well, I know just from past history, like the Optimist Club has also done, you do like a speech contest. And anyway, you give scholarships to young citizens as well. And so
I know
you have a lot of little things that you're out there doing in the community. And I think that maybe it's important that people know who those people are that are doing that. And they may not actually know that it's your club that's doing it. So
yeah, we have an essay and oratorical program that we have. Also one that deals with hard of hearing and deaf as well. As we don't necessarily a unit here in Roseburg do that, but our international does that. But yeah, we have, and we also have a hotline to Santa. That's one of our best things we do over Christmas time as well.
Well, we're going to have him back for that.
Yeah, I think I think I need to know more about that.
Yeah,
that
absolutely. Would be
great. Yeah.
We have our hands full for a group that does what we can to raise up the community.
Yeah. I love that. Mm-hmm. So if what we're telling people that you guys are doing out in the community and being involved in just the positive, wonderful people that are in your group, if somebody wants to join, how can we steer them your way?
They can just send us an email to roseburgoptimist@gmail.com.
Easy enough.
Some contact information, we can get back to them and try to. We have a meeting. We've had kind of COVID issues with our meeting areas as of late, so we've been meeting at Cheese at noon on Fridays. We generally meet at noon on Fridays, and that's where we are now, probably until we figure out what we're going to do. We've always been at Elmer's for years,
right?
And they've just not been able to accommodate us. So until that opens up again, we're just kind of banging around. But right now we're at Cheese on
Friday at noon, and it's roseburgoptimist@gmail.com.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
Facebook?
We are on Facebook as well.
There you go.
Yep. Absolutely.
And do you take grouchy people?
We'll bring you along.
All right. So there's hope for me.
They all need a project.
Yeah.
They need one more project.
So we don't have to all be optimists.
Well, we'll turn you into one.
They'll turn you into one.
Not to be in Roseburg, isn't it?
They have a pledge. They've
we'll
got
show
good
you
stuff.
Our creed.
I have it on my desk. I
You'll
keep it
sold.
On the bottom of my computer monitor at all times.
Mm-hmm.
I literally do. I'll show it to you.
I know
later.
You do.
People join this club because of the creed, because it is really, really enlightening about how one should live their life. It really isn't.
It's honestly hard to have a bad day if you just read it and look at it and change your mindset. And Alan says that all the time. It's like, if your mindset's positive, you're going to have a good day. If it's bad, you're going to have a bad day. So I find that sometimes when I'm having a moment, or maybe have had a difficult person to deal with, possibly, then I just read that and I'm like, okay, change my mindset. I can do it.
It is definitely a positive affirmation that you learn to live with. You know,
absolutely.
Truly. And another area that I have been passionate with is one of our fundraisers or awards that we give is Miss Douglas County Scholarship Program.
Yes, you do.
And we do that for our community service that they provide throughout the year. And that has been a total honor. And we are really grateful that, again, this year they will be helping us with the pancake breakfast, serving food with their beautiful presence and manners and everything else that goes with it.
It's just going to be a great day. So I'm so excited for your event, and I can't wait to hear back. You'll have to let us know how it went and how much you raised. I love to update people
on
the segments.
Well, I've got a golf tournament this weekend, and I think I'm going to take a detour out to Melrose on the way to Sutherland.
That might not be a good idea.
As a matter of fact, we do have to-go boxes. So if you need to take something for your convenience, it's available.
Well, I just want to say thank you to the both of you for being here. So Debbie and Pete, thank you. Thank you for coming and representing your group and your organization so beautifully. And just wish you absolutely the best success this weekend. Yep.
And
have and a
thank
wonderful
you
graffiti.
For everything that you do for our community.
Yeah,
you
year know, round.
Again, one of our unheralded heroes in our community. And we greatly appreciate you and the Optimist Club.
Absolutely.
We appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you, Shannon and Alan, both for having us here and being a part of everything as well.
You are very welcome. And we are going to go to break now here, and we're going to be back with one of our faves, Carlos from Umpqua Survival, back in just a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Okay. Well, I guess that's the time where you catch me chit-chatting.
Yeah. Whoops. We almost had a whoops there, folks.
They would have been none the wiser had I not just tattled on myself, but that's okay. It's okay. We'll keep it real. So we did a quick change during the break.
The big man is back.
The big man's back. So we have Carlos with Umpqua Survival here and a guest, Derek LeBlanc from Kids Safe Foundation. Welcome, gentlemen, to the show.
Yeah, nice to be here again.
Yes. Well, it's the first Thursday of the month, so Carlos, it wouldn't be the same without you.
Yeah, I've gotten pretty used to it.
We look forward to that first Thursday of every month. But the reason why we're coming on a little early too is because of Derek being here and an event that you guys are doing that's upcoming. So who wants to start us off about telling us a little bit about the event how it came to be?
Well, I met Derek several years ago at Sportsman Show, and then we ran into each other at SHOT Show last year and partnered up, and he's going to be coming down this Sunday to do our first Kids Firearm Safety Day. So
fabulous.
He's got an awesome organization. I'm sure he'd love to tell you all about it.
I'm excited about this. I've been looking forward to this day for a month.
Yeah, so.
Me too.
So. I think it's been a month, and we're like, we're so excited. It's finally here.
It's something that's really, really important. Is obviously, we're talking about kids and firearm safety and accident prevention. And so what we're going to be doing this weekend is we're coming down here to Roseburg. We love your community, very supportive community. And so what we're going to do is we're going to bring our inflatable BB gun range. And so we're going to blow it up on the side of 138 there, and we're going to be able to teach, you know, good skills in a controlled environment, because it's like a bounce house, basically. Look at it. And so we're able to blow it up, have two shooters at a time with safety glass. They get to shoot BB guns, and they're also going to be doing a couple of kids firearm safety classes as well there at the location. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
How cool is this?
So are the classes something that people pre-sign up for?
Yeah. There's a couple spots still available.
Oh, good. I thought you might already be taken all the way.
No. We've had a lot of support from the community. We come down here for the Boat and Sportsman Show, so they know who we are, what we mm-hmm. do, and everything's about, you know, outreach and presenting firearms in a responsible manner and getting kids involved and getting them involved in the shooting sports. And, you know, since our founding in 2016, we reached 26,000 kids now in 5 states and taught them life-saving skills. And so I just want to keep having this conversation as opposed to the one about restriction and regulation. Let's talk about safety and education for our children as opposed to the other things.
Right. Respect it.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, as a kid brought up with firearms, you know, and taught the safety of them, it eliminates that fear factor and, more importantly, that curiosity factor.
Absolutely.
That's what's critical. That's why I'm really excited to see your program really grown and stepping out.
Yeah, thank you. And that's the thing is we don't want to treat the gun as a taboo. And, you know, you look at, you know, kind of reverse psychology is when mm-hmm. you have a parent that tells a kid not to touch a burner, what's the first thing they do? They touch the burner. And so, you know, obviously with a firearm, it's definitely more dangerous. And so, you know, I modeled this program similar to water safety because we teach every kid in our country how to swim because we don't want them to drown. And that's the same principle for firearm safety. Is every kid in this country should know how to know what to do if they come across one, right, or what not to do. We have over 425 million guns in this country that they know of. There are 110 million responsible gun owners out there. But don't think for a second just because you don't have guns or you might be afraid of guns or you might have educated your kids already, they could be exposed somewhere else, right? And it's typically going to be like a show and tell type situation. That's where mm-hmm. the kids are going to come in contact, and that's how they get hurt or killed.
Absolutely. So what ages are you targeting for your program?
Well, the littlest I can get, you know. Really? So we've made some tremendous investments in the BB gun range. We've been able to make, you know, collapsible BB guns so we could get kids as young as 2 years old in there with step stools. You know, and obviously that's, you know, a lot of the help, hands-on help.
Sure.
But the whole point is giving them exposure and also, you know, a positive experience that they'll always remember. And it's a way to get them involved and let them know that, you know, these kids at a young age can do it. And we just need to trust them and give them the guidance to be safe.
Absolutely.
I just think that's awesome. And Carlos and Umpqua Survival, thank you for getting the guys to come down. Absolutely. And making this happen. I mean, this is a positive thing for our community and in our society today. We need to be working towards that. Just raising our children to respect and be smart and know the rules and be safe. So
when and where?
So it's this Sunday at the store there, 2896 Northeast Diamond Lake Boulevard. They'll be set up from 10 to 2. And as far as I know, the BB gun range thing is open to everyone to just come. I mean, they might have to wait in line a little bit.
But just drop by.
Yeah, they're welcome to come shop around the store while you're waiting. There's nice AC going all the time, and And then
we got ice cream sandwiches that are really good. I can vouch for that.
We got some stuff going on.
The dehydrated ones
Derek
are awesome.
Made some comment about possibly having a snow cone machine there. So we'll see what happens.
I got to see if I can recruit enough volunteers for that, because that thing can put out 800 snow cones an hour. So it takes a lot of ice and a lot of volunteers. So we'll see what we can do. But yeah, that's the whole thing. Is it's an upbeat, up tempo, safety education for the whole family, and it's something that's really really fun. And so that's why we're really ththankful for the support from Umpqua Survival having us down here. And we're going to, you know, obviously get some kids involved and learn some good skills and keep going.
So you mentioned the classes, though. So I imagine those are starting at a certain time, or you want them pre-registered and be there at a certain time.
Yes, we have two classes. One's going to go from 11 to noon, then we're going to take an hour break, and then we're going to have another class from 1 to 2. And so that's going to be accident prevention. So we're going to teach the kids, you know, what to do if they come across an unsecured firearm. We're also going to talk about video games, video game violence, Nerf guns, airsoft guns, anti-bullying as well, which we look at what's happening in our society. Mm-hmm. Is if, you know, these poor, you know, I don't want to talk too much about what's happened in other parts of the country, but, you know, there's a definite correlation between those violent forms of media and how it affects the young mind. And also some of these kids are feeling, you know, they're bullied, they're marginalized. And so what we're trying to do is show the fact that, you know, kids can do this. We can be safe, and there's help for them if they need it. So that's kind of part of what we do.
Is a parent recommended to be with the child in the class?
Please.
Okay.
Well, I tell you, this is something should be taught in school. This should be taught everywhere. We should be on every corner in town teaching these things, because, like I said, gets back to bullying, all these social issues that are affecting us. You know, what a fantastic program.
So, funny story. Back in 2019, I did write a Senate bill that would have authorized our program in all first grade public schools. And Dallas Hurd down here in this community, he was on the education committee.
Mm-hmm.
He gave us tremendous support in that we got a public hearing. So it was a great experience. We learned a lot from the process. But your representative down here was very supportive of what we're trying to do.
Well, it's excellent. Little steps, you know, baby steps today will be big leaps tomorrow. So we appreciate you making the effort to come down and teach our kids.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm super, super grateful. And I think it's really important and it's always relevant. I mean.
Will you let Shannon shoot the BB gun?
No, probably not.
Why not?
Well,
my husband would say, because I do it this way and cock my head and use my left eye.
Oh,
and
left eye dominant. Yeah, it makes it challenging.
He'd be like, no, don't do it. You'll embarrass yourself. But actually, I'm a really good shot.
We don't shame him. You know, we see a lot of different things happen with the kids. You know, there's a lot of kids that, you know, they're left eye dominant. So at a young age, we're able to transition to the left side of the body. So it makes it comfortable for them to shoot, you know, left-handed. And so the young mind is brilliant that way. And so, you know, there's just lots of things that we pick up through the process of doing this.
Yeah, because I know a lot of hunters, and when they have a kid that's left-handed or left-eye dominant, they're like, no, now I got to buy a different gun or something. But no, we can adjust.
Yeah, we can take care of that.
The struggle is real. We can adjust.
We love opportunities to assist people with buying more firearms.
Yeah, see? Carlos doesn't think it's a problem. But anyway, again, thank you so much to both of you, Carlos and Derek, for putting this together and for bringing this to our community. I know you're from out of town, correct?
Yeah, from Eugene.
Yes,
yeah,
so
we're based in Eugene.
It's a drive to come down and do this, so thank you for doing that.
And
coming
definitely.
Here today to drive down here and be here to talk about it here on the radio show. So very appreciative. And if somebody wants more information about Kids Safe Foundation, like say they can't make it this weekend because there's so much going on, I mean, this is kind of a crazy busy time down here, websites or other ways to find you?
You can find us on our Facebook page, Instagram, Twitter, also on our website, kidssafefoundation.org. There's two S's there. And, you know, you can follow us along and get good tips and tactics that you can use to keep your kids safe.
Yeah, I got on your website, and it's really user-friendly, and you did a great job with that. So I would
encourage people
to go there.
Yeah, there's lots of blog posts there. There's lots of – you can also print out your own targets there for the kids that already are shooting. So there's lots of free things for the families.
They also have classes all over up and down the state.
Yeah.
Quite a bit. So, I mean, you go on there, and they've got a calendar with upcoming events that you can sign up just like this class. So if you can't make it this weekend – maybe it gives you an excuse to go spend some money in Eugene or Medford or Portland or wherever they're at that time.
Yeah, and we also look for, you know, there's a way to support as well. So mm-hmm. we are a nonprofit. We always look for good businesses and corporations that want to help support us, like what Umpqua Survival's done. It's been tremendous to have their help and partnership. So we look forward to just continue to grow.
That's excellent.
Well, you know, this is fantastic. You know, the lives that we save, we'll never even know until we get to heaven. But what a fantastic opportunity to reach out and you know, avoid some of this heartache before it occurs. So kudos to Umpqua Survival and Kids Safe. And I wish I could be down there. It'd be fun watching the kids shoot. That'd be a blast.
I know. That's well, going to be
I'm
fun.
Sure we'll be posting some pictures and videos and stuff.
All right.
That. Yes. Yeah. You guys are very good at that. Everybody should go to the Umpqua Survival website and look at their blog posts and their videos. And there's several characters that work there, so the videos are usually quite entertaining and fun. So anyway, well, when we come back here in just a moment, we're going to continue on talking about all the awesome things going on at Umpqua Survival. And there's some cool stuff coming up. So come back in just a moment with more Your Q here on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right, that time we did get caught talking.
Whoops. I knew you were going to get nailed eventually.
Oh, long-winded stories. I got
That's
lots
an understatement.
Oh, welcome back to Your Q. I'm Shannon Sebastian with Alan Painter, and in the studio with us are Carlos from Umpqua Survival with our local business buzz.
My favorite toy store.
Yeah, your favorite toy store. And Derek LeBlanc with KidSafe Foundation, who will be doing a class down here this weekend. So we're super excited about that. And what else is up and new at Umpqua Survivor, Carlos?
July is a pretty busy month for us as far as community involvement. We've got this kids' firearm safety thing going on Sunday. Next Friday, we will have a booth set up at the Ride for 22 benefit auction at Backside Brewery.
Good time.
Yeah, that's always a good time.
Always a good time.
And if you want to come check out that raffle gun, it'll be there on site, and I'll be selling raffle tickets. And then Saturday.
And it's an awesome gun.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's a Marlin 336 that's been all tricked out to look tactical. And it's 30-30.
It's wicked red.
Yeah. Ride for 22 came in today and gave us a bunch of swag to give away with it.
Oh, nice.
So there's a bunch of that, a bunch of Umpqua Survival stuff with it. It's a pretty cool deal. And then Saturday is the Ride for 22 5K and motorcycle, I believe they call it a poker run. And we'll be there also selling raffle tickets for that gun and hanging out. And
it's awesome.
It's just looking good. It's an awesome month. If you haven't been in the store recently, I've got guns coming out of my ears right now. I mean,
well, I guess I better go back. Yeah. It's been 3 days.
Literally, we probably have the biggest inventory we've ever had right now. So,
and that's not something a lot of people mention. Honestly, it seems like people are on the struggle bus with, you know, having some rifle and firearms in. And we're getting ready to go into hunting season. I know this because my husband drug my sorry rear end all the way over outside of Burns to go scouting and messing around on his turf. So. Yeah,
for a snore fest, huh?
Oh, God.
We've got lots of camping gear and backpacking stuff in there right now, Phil.
Do you have earplugs for the wives
snoring
of
husbands.
Snorers?
Yeah.
Can you tell he heard all about my camping trip? So,
but she was grouchy for 2 days from not sleeping.
Like, I was grouchy for one. I'll give you that. But I did start a list of things that I want for when we go back. So I will be coming in probably Sunday and purchasing a few things because we're like, oh, we need this, and this. So
it's usually a never-ending list, I've discovered. You find one thing and then you find something cooler that does the exact same job, but you know, you just constantly upgrade what you have.
Well, you know, that's what I really noticed going there into Umpqua Survival is they have stuff you wouldn't think about to make your life better when you're whether camping or survival. I mean, so mm-hmm. it's in there great just to walk in and just get an idea of the new technology that's out, some of the neat tools and survival and hunting. So I'm always find a new toy that I want when I go in there. So just go in there and walk around. It's fun.
I know I want a jet boil thing.
I just bought one, actually. I'm really excited about it.
Yeah. See, you're excited about it. I've been excited about it. And I want to get some of the already made meals in the bags and try them because that's what Carlos recommended. You get some and you try them so you know what you like and you buy what you like when you're going to be stuck eating it. So
well,
we're going to be on the trial run. Yeah. And that helps me out with dinner now.
Absolutely. Well, Carlos mentioned a few times Ride for 22, and I just want to go back. Yeah. And I know we'll talk about it next week a little bit. But Ride for 22 is an absolute fantastic organization that helps with the prevention of suicide among our nation's heroes, our veterans. And I would encourage everyone to save the date for next weekend when they have their event at Backside. Is that correct?
Yeah, the auction's at Backside, and the 5K and motorcycle deal are at Stewart Park. So contribute either way. Both of them benefit people in our own community, and they're awesome folks and an awesome organization.
Well, you know, it's an organization like KidSafe. We'll never know the impact until one day we're with the Lord and he's going to show us the lives we touched. I mean, we're not going to know the life you save, but they are saving lives. So I would encourage everybody to reach out and get some information on KidSafe, Ride for 22, see how you can help, and maybe how you can be benefited from these organizations if you have somebody that might be in that particular area. So reach out to both these organizations because they're saving lives every day.
I'll tell you what, we partner with a lot of organizations, and some of them we partner with over and over and over again.
Absolutely.
And the reason for that is because I personally love people that are passionate about what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And organizations like Ride for 22, Linda and Steve over there are phenomenal. I've known Steve for years, and I just, anyone that believes in what they do that much, you have to kind of get on board with them. That's why I partnered with Derek here with KidSafe, because I love listening to him talk about what he does just because he's passionate about it. He believes in it, and it makes you believe in it even more, those kind of organizations I'm always looking for. So if you're passionate about what you do, you're looking for a little bit of help, come talk to me because I'm happy to listen to your story. I'm happy to listen about your organization, and I would love to help you out.
Yeah, well, and you're also going to these events. You're helping hold one, with Derek here with KidSafe. You go to these events. You're very generous when you do. I can say that because you've been to several that I've been at, and your wife had to put his hand down one time.
Outbid me on several things.
Oh, he almost did me, but luckily Sarah intervened. But anyway, she's like, you can't let her have that. She thought I made something, and I was buying my own item, and I wasn't. But anyway, I'm like, oh, you guys. But you're so generous, and with the gun every year, I know this is one of the guns that a lot of people really look forward to because it is so custom and it's always so cool and it is different every year, but there is something extra special about that Ride for 22 rifle every year, and so I always get jazzed about it. I kind of feel like I'm waiting for the release of what it's going to be and what it's going to look like with that anticipation now. So,
well, I can tell you, I've never seen anything like it, and I've seen thousands and thousands of firearms, and it is super cool.
It is cool. I like it. And you're so, Umpqua Survival, you're just so generous with doing that every month with that rifle, and I know everybody loves it, and we tune in for the videos to see who's going to win, and I have to hear every month it's not Alan.
Yeah.
So.
someday it might be. Yeah.
And then I'm grouchy for a day or two after that. But
but then he goes back.
Yeah. I'm a glutton for punishment.
But it is super, super special that you guys do that. And and your staff. I know I talk about this almost every month when you come on, but they're so fun and they're great when you call out there. And they just... You can tell they like who they're working for and what they're doing. And so kudos to that. That just speaks volumes to you and the ownership and everybody out there that people are doing what they love and love what they're doing. That's the really ultimate commercial, honestly.
Well, you know, it's like if I had to equate it to anything, remember the old show Cheers. You walk in there, it's always, "Hey, Norm," and always a smile and I enjoy the people out there. They're fantastic, great family.
Well, like I've said before, I've been blessed with finding the right people, and they're passionate about what they do. But more importantly, they're vested in the business. They love coming to work.
Mm-hmm.
They love what they do, and I think they honestly love helping people, solve whatever situation they're dealing with.
Can you imagine that's your job, is to go working at a toy store like that?
Yeah.
I mean, I keep asking, but he won't hire me. I even told him free. I'll come for hang out, but no.
Oh, no. I think it's an awesome store, but it would cost him at least a couple ice cream sandwiches.
Oh, I'd be bankrupt and divorced by the time that ended. So I'd just stick to my 2 to 3 days a week drop in.
Oh goodness! Well, I'm gonna have to tell my husband about all your guns now. So I'm pretty sure we'll be out there Sunday.
Well, it definitely is wall to wall, and it's kind of fun because you walk in there and then here comes the deliveries, and get to see all these new rifles and firearms are unloading, and it's like Christmas in there every day.
Well, because you do consignment too, correct, Carlos?
Yeah, and really, I've got tons of that stuff in there right now. For whatever reason, there's just been a massive influx of people bringing stuff in for us to sell, and we enjoy it because that's the cool stuff that you get to see. So,
a lot of unique consignments, and it's kind of nice because you can get a good deal on a rifle. Maybe you don't have the money to spend one on a new one, and a lot of the ones that are being consigned, somebody has put aftermarket parts on, put a new scope, put whatever, and so it's really neat to see. What's available out there, and like I said, you can always find something unique. I mean, I know there was a rifle on the wall last week that I really wanted, but my conscience got the best of me, and
it's still there.
Is it still? Oh, that hurts. That hurts.
That's a teaser.
I've been dreaming about this rifle. So,
well, I hope that everybody who's listening and has littles stops by this weekend and meet the staff, check out the store, take part in the Kids Safe Foundation BB gun part or a class. Please call ahead and try to get signed up if you can before those spots are all taken. And, maybe if we fill them all up, we get you back down here again sometime soon.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do, is just develop the infrastructure we need to continue to come back. So the fuel costs gone up. I mean, there's tremendous costs for us to be down here, but like, your community is so important to us because we're here every year with the Sportsman Show. But we want to be here more than once a year. You guys need us more than that. And so
absolutely. Yep.
That's why we want to come down. Maybe we can work with Sportsman's or something or somebody else, to kind of get that corporate sponsorship, or we can make it more of a reoccurring thing. That'd be great. So,
I think at least one raffle a year is going to be donated to Kids Safe Foundation, yes, so we can get them down here at least once a year.
Absolutely.
So, and then they're always here for the Sportsman Show too. So.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe we can try to make it quarterly or something like that. Yeah. Figure absolutely. It out. We'll make it happen. We're going to make this happen.
Another thing that we do is we offer live fire training too. So, maybe there's a way for me to partner with the Roseburg Rod and Gun Club. And that way we're shooting rim fires. And so that one's a lot of fun because we get to do the hands-on. This is how the whole process works with rim fires. And, that's another thing that's really, really important to do.
Yeah, it'd be nice to have that escalation of,
absolutely,
for the more mature ones who have already taken the class and are ready for that next level. Well, gosh, we're already time for break.
Amazing.
This just goes by so fast, too fast. So we'll be back with more with the Your Q, sponsored by Premier Insurance, and the Local Business Buzz with Umpqua Survival in just a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Okay, we're here and we're ready.
What a fun day.
This is too much fun. It's like we interrupt this conversation for a radio show.
Yeah, by the way.
We're we're talking guns and hunting and all kinds of and stuff America. Here. It's like, oh, we got to talk about the radio. So welcome back. This is your cue with Shannon Sebastian and Alan Painter. We have Carlos from Umpqua Survival and Derek LeBlanc from Kids Safe Foundation. And they're doing a wonderful event at Umpqua Survival this Sunday from time again, 10 to 2?
10 to 2.
Okay, yep. Perfect. Want to make sure I had that right. And so stop by if you want to have your kiddos enrolled in one of the classes that they're doing. Please reach out at Umpqua Survival, and they'll get you situated with that. Or you can go on their website. Usually your classes are on the website, right, Carlos?
Yeah, these ones, there's just a link to
KidsSafeFoundation.org
where they can sign up for those.
Yeah.
So you can still get your
hook. And they can still come by. I mean, you're going to see this big bounce house, but it's a BB gun range blown up on the side of the road there. And you'll see kids with BB guns and safety glasses. It's going to be a lot of fun. This will be great.
It'll be awesome.
So, yeah, just swing by. Even if you don't get signed up, make sure to swing by.
It'll be awesome. And I think maybe my husband works. So I might sign up for some snow cone duty.
There you go.
I could probably do that.
That'd be sweet.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll send your kids home on a sugar high. I'm a grandma. That's how I roll.
And you'll have brain freeze.
How about two pumps of this? It'll be great. Never done that before, but why not?
It's pretty easy.
Well,
why not?
What a good weekend. The weather's great.
Right?
We're
going to
have graffiti. We're going to have the Kids Safe event. Pancake breakfast.
Golf tournament. So much going on. It's crazy.
Oh, there's car shows like everywhere, too.
Car shows everywhere.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's
awesome. It's
this
like
is
going
the
back
weekend of the year for Douglas County.
Kind of. It's kind of a big deal for us.
Yep. It's our moment to shine on the West Coast, the largest cruise on the West Coast, someone once told me. You know, so
last weekend was kind of my big deal. I'm all about 4th of July in America.
Yeah. If we could have that at the same time.
I do love graffiti weekend, but God bless America.
Yep. But, you know, the graffiti is kind of like a reunion. You get to see those people you don't see all year round and go see some cool cars, snort lots of exhaust. You know,
is that what you say?
I make it about 20 minutes before I decide I'm too tired and have to go home, go to bed.
I don't think you're tired if you're snoring exhaust. I think you have other issues.
It gets pretty hot and smoky downtown, but it's sure fun to go down there and see everybody, and especially see the kids.
And just everybody out in your community having a good time and coming together and enjoying how awesome Douglas County is.
Well, it's definitely high energy, and there's a lot of joy, and, you know, music's playing and the people are dancing. See a lot of kids dressed up in the 50s era and chasing down candy.
Cute.
And, you know,
they're cute.
Those little
girls in their pool school skirts and the little boys dressed up like little greasers are so cute. So cute. Well, it'll be an awesome weekend, but one of the events that we mentioned, all of them are awesome, but we definitely want you to take your little ones, go out to Umpqua Survival, meet Derek and the crew, maybe come get a snow cone from me, or if not, buy an ice cream sandwich and have an experience. Just have a bottled water. That's a hint. That's my Shannon's tip for dehydrated food. But I also need to mention Umpqua Survival, because Carlos and Umpqua Survival are so generous that we have our weekly raffle winner who wins a $25 gift certificate.
And?
It is David Meyer. So David, we'll be calling you after the show and letting you know that you won, so you can go in there on Sunday and get some ice cream.
$25 ice cream.
$25 worth of ice cream. And share it with me. It's a deal. It's a win-win for you and a win-win for me. But anyway, thank you again, Derek, for coming down today to be on the show when you're going to be down here Sunday. I'm very, very appreciative for that. Carlos, for making this even happen for our community. You already do so much for our community, but thank you for bringing Derek and his wonderful program down. And let's just make this happen more often, because I think it's super important. And like we said, we don't know.
We don't know lives
what event didn't happen because of this, but I can imagine many incidents wouldn't happen
because
of the safety.
So when we talked about it earlier, it's we don't want to read about them in the newspaper. And the hardest part for me, because I work so hard doing this as a volunteer, for one thing, I always get tagged, and I really hate getting tagged in, you know, something that's so preventable and needless, as, you know, a young child that comes across a gun, doesn't know what to do, and then it goes off and it happens. eight to nine times a day across the country. So, you know, we're trying to fix this. And so that's why, you know, you guys coming out and bringing the kids, that's going to help us on that mission to get to zero. Because that's our mantra, zero fire max is the only acceptable goal. And until we get to zero, we're going to continue to work.
Amen. You know, and that's the thing. You don't have to have a gun or a gun in the house either to participate. You know, a lot of people don't have pools, but we teach our kids water safety. So
absolutely,
even if you don't have a firearm, get your kids involved, because who knows when they may come in contact with one.
Absolutely.
Honestly, the people without firearms are probably the ones that kids need it more than anyone.
Absolutely.
Oh, I 100% agree with that. Yeah, like what you were saying earlier, it may not happen in your house, but it may go when they're doing an overnight or something at a friend's house or something. So,
and if I can touch on that, like before we go, like don't think for a second that your kid won't be exposed somewhere. Even if you don't like them, you're afraid of them. Another kid's going to find out you don't have guns in the home, because kids talk,
right?
And they know where their gun's kept. And they're going to want to show your kid. And so, you know, that's what we're trying to prevent, is that show and tell, because we're trying to take that novelty away and instill good, you know, responsible, you know, skills in these kids. So come see us.
And thank you again. Yes. So we have just a tiny few seconds left. So I just wanted to say thank you, gentlemen, both for being on here. Go to the Optimus Pancake Saturday. Go Sunday out to see Carlos at Umpqua Survival and Derek with his crew with Kids Safe Foundation. And
once again, I would like to thank Umpqua Survival for being one of our hidden heroes in our community.
Absolutely.
That they don't spot it like themselves, but they are heroes.
Yep. Well, that's it for your cue this week. We'll be back next week. Until then, be kind, Douglas County.